Welcome to Simply Honest Motherhood, a podcast made for you by us two moms sitting in our minivan in the Target parking lot again. And actually, it's a little miraculous. We did go inside Target.
Yes.
And we didn't buy anything. We used the bathrooms because you have a few babies and you just, you know, you need a plan to go to the stops.
Yeah.
You just have to do that.
No, but two women walked to the Target.
We felt the soft blankets. We smelled the candles.
We walked out.
We did.
And we didn't buy one thing. Not even from the dollar section.
No.
Which is really the $3 section.
Well, yeah. One, three, five, ten. But, yeah. So,
that's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'll just open in a word of prayer. Jesus, we love you. We bless you. We thank you so much for this time and for the women that are listening. We bless each and every one of them in their homes. And we thank you for this blessed time of Christmas.
Ugh.
This season of Noel and peace and God with us, Emmanuel. You are so good. And we just release a blessing of nearness and closeness to you and to every home that's listening to this right now in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, God, for your good Christmas plans and your good gifts that you have for everyone. In Jesus' name, just let your words come out our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And let's have a lot of fun. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Yes, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Or Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
Or Kwanzaa.
Whatever else.
I think that's the big three.
Yeah.
But yeah. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. There's lots of holidays that go on this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, us is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But we have family that are Jewish and they.
Yeah. And that's so fun.
And it's, oh, the
menorah.
Their kids love it. Love celebrating. But I think what we wanted to talk about, because of Christmas, which is my favorite.
Dude, you decorate.
It's my favorite.
You
oh, my house.
November 1st.
No, well, Bam. Not first, but like, you know, ninth maybe.
That's pretty.
So at this point, my house has been decorated for a good 3 weeks. It's whatever. You know what? Because I do the whole shebang.
Like, you change the pictures on the walls. Like, you are that, like, committed.
Not all legit. The walls.
Yeah.
Just a couple spots on my mantle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
In the hallway. And then I like, do Christmas shower curtains. And, like, the whole nine yards. I have a china hutch that I literally, so my mother got me the china hutch as a gift because I've always wanted like an awesome old one. She found, it was a miraculous thing, found this beautiful old china hutch for like a crazy good price. My grandmother had bought me some china, so mm-hmm. It's in there on display. I love dishes and cups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, then my other grandma, when she passed away, I have her Christmas dishes just at my house. They really belong to my mother, but they're just kind of being stored at my house. And so I literally switch the dishes out even.
Yeah. So you have that
and, like,
out.
I display
well,
my Christmas dishes.
Christmas toilet paper. Do you do that?
Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, there is. My parents have.
Your parents have Christmas toilet paper?
Well, it's this weird role. Like, we have this box of ornaments that we've gotten out every year, you know, decorate the tree.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid growing up. And there was this random roll of toilet paper with, like, holly, red and green holly printed on it that just was in there.
Where has this been my
along
life?
With this Christmas pickle thing that you're supposed to. Have you heard about the Christmas pickle?
Yes. Don't you, like, hide it in the tree or something?
Yeah, whoever finds it gets another present. Yeah, that didn't happen. I'm like, yay, you found it.
Like, I feel chipped. I want another Christmas present.
I want
present.
Another present.
No, but no. They make ornaments now.
Yeah.
Like the pickle ornament.
Yeah, it's like a ceramic.
Oh, that's hysterical. Pickle. No.
It hasn't always.
My mom, though, last year gave me a Christmas Kleenex box.
Ha!
So, no, and like I could have 100 Christmas mugs.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. I love Christmas. I love it. I love it. I love it. So my, happy. I have a child that was born on Christmas Day.
Yeah, so. There you go, you Christmas girl, you.
That was not planned by me. That was
the Lord.
We woke up at 5 o'clock on Christmas morning, and I was like, you have got to be kidding me.
Quick,
like,
open the presents.
Oh my gosh, and we did. We quickly opened our gifts and like went to the hospital, and there we were, and all of our family was there, and I was like apologizing to the staff
for having a baby on Christmas.
I'm so sorry. I didn't want to have you home from like here on Christmas when you should be home with your families. And
like, this is, we get paid extra for this. I know. I was rotation. Just like,
I didn't want to be the one that had to be here on Christmas keeping you home, but or away from home. But yeah, that. So I love Christmas, and I love the whole holiday season, and just even Thanksgiving and New Year, and just it's all magical. I think it should be. And I think what comes with it can be some pressure.
Oh, yeah.
When you're a mom, mm-hmm. the pressure for the magic is kind of
on you.
Like,
it's like fully.
Fully.
Fully on you.
Fully.
Yeah.
Fully on you.
I mean, because you're the one. You're the one. If you're staying at home day in, day out with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, we do cookies. We do all these, you know, all the Christmas things that even you remember as a kid that you want to do for your kids.
Because you look back at what you did, like you said. Mm-hmm. And what we now want to do is create those memories.
Yes. Or at least the feel that those memories brought us.
Mm-hmm. But there can be an insane amount of pressure.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you're on a budget.
Yeah. Or all of a sudden your budget just crashed.
Yes.
And you have literally little to zero to work with all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or you've already been at little to nothing.
Yeah.
Or you just feel like there's so many expectations on you from culture, from your family, from what you see on Instagram or Pinterest or
social media.
So, you know, Facebook or what you see on all these places, what you see other people do, the nasty comparison thing starts to come out.
Or even just walking through the store.
Yes.
You look at all the displays, you see other moms with their kids, you see like,
you hear about your friend that did such and such or whatever. And then you start to get this woulda, shoulda, coulda kind of like, maybe I should be doing something differently or maybe I should be.
Because we all want to be the best mom, the best Christmas mom every year.
Because you want it to be that magical, happy, wonderful feeling. And
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not realistic. It's not going to be that all the time, but you can maximize moments.
And it doesn't have to look like anybody else's.
No.
And that's the whole thing. And it can be accomplished on little to zero budget.
Little to zero, yep.
It can be accomplished.
Yes.
It can be accomplished no matter how many children you have, how old they are,
where you live, what resources you have or don't have, what things you have access to or don't have access to.
Right. Right.
Like, it is possible to have the best Christmas yet.
Mm-hmm. And it does require work from us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of part of being a mom. Yeah. It's a lot is on your shoulders.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a huge weight and a huge pressure.
It can be a mountain when it shouldn't be.
It turns into this burden.
It does. And then it's like the kids enjoy it, but then the mom is so stressed out the entire time she can't enjoy it. And then it's just a frazzled, frantic, panicked mess the entire month of December.
Right.
Which, who wants, you know, raise your hand if you want to sign up for that. No thanks.
No, you want to enjoy it.
You want to be in the same magical moment with your kids, feeling the magic too.
Enjoy it all. Just take, I think the biggest thing, like take a deep breath, slow down and enjoy Christmas with your kids and whatever that looks like. And I think there can be so much that's done. There's, oh my gosh. And so I think that's kind of what we wanted to do, was talk about like our favorite little tricks and tips and
ideas that we had, and
some good reminders.
Yeah. And just to help, you know, help you out.
Mm-hmm. Because we've had to learn all these things. We were just saying that before we started recording, like, oh, the wisdom that you get growing older, thank the Lord.
Years and experience, you're like, oh, okay, if I had known this 5 years ago.
Right, right.
I would not be so stressed. I would not have done those things or whatever. But it's okay. You know what? It is okay to travel that journey, and we all travel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to learn from others.
Well, and sometimes we have to have, I feel like this is how it can be in life, where you have to just have somebody tell you something's all right.
Yes.
Like, you almost have to have permission from somebody.
You do.
To just be like, oh no, that's okay. Uh-huh. Because you may be hearing the condemning voice.
Oh yeah. And the shame and the guilt.
From maybe an actual person.
Yes.
Or social media that just then is your own brain. Mm-hmm. You know, like condemning you.
Or it could be a parent in your head, like a parent voice.
Mm-hmm.
Or a family voice or a friend voice or something that just is the negative tape replaying.
Right.
Replaying,
and then also the devil's just going to try to do it too.
He's going to.
But there are all those things. Sometimes we just need somebody to like step in and be like,
no,
it's really fine.
It's really okay.
It's fine.
And it's beautiful, and you should, and it is okay.
Right.
And you are doing a great job.
Yes.
Yes. You're a good mom. You're a good Christmas mom.
Yes. So I think we're just going to randomly start rambling about our favorite things and tricks
and
ideas and gift ideas and budget.
Yes.
Friendly stuff, I think, because that's, I know both of you and I have a really big heart for people who are on tight budgets.
Yeah, because
we've been there.
We've been there.
And that's, you feel like a failure when you can't do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing quite like being that parent that literally doesn't feel like they can provide for their kid at Christmas time. But I'm telling you, you can.
Yes.
And if you can save money aside, you probably should start doing that in the middle of the year. So like for next year.
Or start in January.
Right. Start in January just a few dollars in an envelope.
$5, whatever. Just a little bit every month.
Right.
And it'll build up. And it's not going to be a huge drain on your budget or make you go into debt.
Right.
At Christmas. I mean, that's not going to bring you peace at all. That just adds to the worry. You're like, oh, well, great.
That is not holly and jolly.
No, interest that's like nightmare causing.
Interest is not.
No. One credit card interest is awful. Yeah. Just, oh.
No.
No, no, no. It's don't not, do that. Please don't do that.
But, start. So if you haven't done that, it's not too late this year, but start again fresh. You can always start again fresh.
Always.
But I just love, I think it's so fun, and I know my family and I, we love to just walk around the different stores looking.
Just look at all the Christmas stuff.
All the Christmas stuff.
And listen to the Christmas music, and it smells Christmassy.
Yep.
And
smell just, the candles.
Yeah.
And just walk around, like there are some.
Hobby Lobby. Just walk through Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. I mean, like, they have literally half the store.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
And, you know, the cinnamon pine cones just, like, fill the air.
And
Walmart.
Well.
In their section.
And what I love about Hobby Lobby is there's something for everybody's style.
Yes.
Like, whatever kind of style you have, they have it. And then even stores like Home Depot, Lowe's, places like that, they'll even have like their lights things on display, and you can go like watch the lights, or like there's a store like that up where we live, and I'm not kidding you, they have their seasonal section, and there are probably 70 trees set up and like lights, and it's like
you just walk through
it. It's just like you walk through it, and it's kind of magical, you know.
You know, you could totally like pictures. There, dress your kids up and just like surreptitiously be like, okay, quick post, snap, snap.
Nobody will ever know. That's hilarious.
You know, hilarious. Make sure the tag on the tree is not in the picture.
That's hilarious. Oh,
but and you could. You could. Card. There you go.
There you go. Oh, Christy. That's hysterical. But like, another thing is, okay, so if you do a department store Santa type situation or mm-hmm. a mall, mm-hmm. you can go say hi to Santa for free. Ordering the pictures is going to be extra money.
Right.
But they can come in and say hi mm-hmm. for free. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of, if that's something that you do, mm-hmm. You don't have to have a picture taken.
Yeah.
And they will, those people are there for a reason. They're yeah. there to make kids smile. So you can absolutely go in there. And if you want to buy the pictures, do it. I've done that a few times where I'm like, you know, my kids know. I've never really perpetuated the Santa thing.
Yeah.
But it was still just kind of fun. Like, it's Christmas,
it's
you know?
It's Christmas.
And so I did that when I had the money too. And there's been times I've not, but we've walked over and said hi. Mm-hmm. And my daughter two years ago, mm-hmm. like, who's fairly shy, walked right up to this department store Santa, was like, I want a kitten, and turned around and walked right
off. You got that, Santa? Hey, thanks.
She was like, she was bent on getting a kitten that year. Well, guess what her daddy went and bought her 2 days before Christmas. Yeah, that's how Buster came into our lives.
Okay. I was wondering.
Because he found him on Craigslist. I think he was all of like $20. But, and here's this little orange kitten that I didn't even know. That was a fun one. That was fun.
Oh, surprise, Mom.
Uh-huh.
They all want animal for you to take care of. Because that's kind of who ends up taking care of. Kids are little.
Yeah. They walked in the door with a box that was meowing. And I was like,
what?
Oh, okay. No, I love cat. Like, it was.
Oh, yes. But it was like a surprise.
Oh, okay.
We talked about this before. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But she got her. She walked right up to that Santa. She was on a mission. I want a kitten. Turned around, walked right away. It was hilarious. But so that's a fun thing to do.
Yes.
That's always fun. If you have a mall that's open, mm-hmm. they tend to do a bunch of decorations and a bunch of like.
Oh, yeah. And have music playing. Walk through Bath and Body Works.
Oh, man. Or Yankee Candle.
Like, yeah.
If there's mm-hmm. a Yankee Candle.
And just smell.
Just smell. Just smell. Just smell the smells.
I mean, Bed Bath & Beyond, too.
Yes. Are they going out of business, though?
Bed Bath & Beyond?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Somebody correct me. I don't.
What? Oh.
They closed the one here.
Yeah, they did. Oh, that's right. I don't know. I actually don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Just kidding.
Maybe you know. Maybe you know. Whatever.
But so then there's like, the best fun free things. Mm-hmm. Drive around.
Yes.
Get PJs on.
Yeah.
Drive around in a car mm-hmm. with slippers. Get hot cocoa. Literally get the mix, y'all. Like the
little
cheap
packets
or whatever. And if you have a little kid and you don't want to like hand them a mug, put it in a sippy cup. You know what I mean?
With some warm water.
And some warm water or milk and just like drive around in your PJs. You get in your PJs too, Mom. Like,
yeah.
You know? And like,
oh, yeah.
Or if you have Christmas leggings.
Like, yes.
I bought a fun pair of
did you?
Christmas leggings.
Oh, I need a pair.
I'm ridiculous like that. So I just, but like drive around with Christmas music on. They play it on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they do. Yeah.
And just look at Christmas lights. And a lot of towns have two or three people that like
really go all out.
All out.
Yeah.
And you can typically Google that.
Yes.
Where to find the best lights in your area.
Yeah.
And then just drive around.
Yeah.
And go look mm-hmm. at Christmas lights. And it's an awesome thing. The kids mm-hmm. just love it.
Yes.
Like beyond love it. We did that as a family till I was in high school. I mean, just because we liked seeing what
everyone's doing.
People did. And that's totally free, mm-hmm. except for a little gas. I always just buy the cheap. No, I bet. Oh, one thing. Okay, so y'all have to follow me on Instagram because I'm going to post it. At MomSense, Mom, M-O-M, Cents_ the best recipe for Polar Express hot chocolate in the entire universe. Oh my gosh. It looks so good. It's cream, chocolate chips, sweetened condensed milk, which that's it right there, the sweetened condensed milk.
There you go.
Some milk. Did I say milk already?
No.
And chocolate chips.
Yeah, bittersweet, you said.
Bittersweet. That's life right there. Oh, in a crock pot.
Oh, you know what's super fun? Okay, going on that. We'll just go on a little tangent here. Hot chocolate. You want cinnamon hot chocolate? Put Red Hots in it. It's so good. Just put like two or three Red Hots in it. Stir it. Oh, amazing. You want to do like mint, you could stick a peppermint stick in there. Mm-hmm. Or for those adults, peppermint schnapps.
Don't go driving though.
No, do not. This is something you do when you're at home and you stick your feet up.
And you're going to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Underneath a cozy blanket, okay? No, do not
drive. Little peppermint schnapps.
Also, they make amazing truffles at Christmas. Lindor,
yes,
whatever, like peppermint bark, whatever. Put one of those in your hot chocolate and it will melt and flavor. That's so good.
And by the way, can we just say,
yes,
Christmas is not the time
for you to go on a diet.
No, it is not the time to be conscientious of your weight. Like, forget it, girl. Like, just let it go.
Fun. You know, okay. Yes. Fear of getting fat. I'm just going to say it. Because we're all thinking it. Oh, no. If I do that, I'm going to go up two sizes come January. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be, you know, hell getting rid of this. So yes. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have hot chocolate and brownies and cookies for every single meal today?
No,
we don't.
Right.
You know, it's an extra fun thing that you have, you know, the fun snacks, but it's not the meals that you're eating.
No.
You're going to continue eating pretty normal, but you're going to add some of this stuff in. You're not replacing every single meal. So the fear of getting fat at Christmas can just be put to rest because you're not.
Yeah.
You're not. You know, you might gain a few
pounds. If you
gain
5 to 7, 10 pounds.
It's okay.
It's all right. Your kids are not going to remember, well, you know what? Mom's butt sure looked good in her jeans when she was at that Christmas. She's going to, you know, they're going to be like, our mama always made us these cookies
or
whatever.
They're going to remember the feeling and the sights and the sounds and the smells. And that's what's important. And if you are enjoying yourself, that will just amp it up.
You only live once, so you might as well take the moments to enjoy it. But
back to the Christmas lights.
No, you're good. So Christmas lights.
Oh, I had one more idea with that.
Yes.
So what we would do, we were a lot older when we started doing this, but we would, like after dinner, we would bundle up and we would walk outside, especially when it's doing that perfect silent snow. Mm-hmm. And you just walk the neighborhood and you look at the lights while it's like snowing, and you come back and you have hot chocolate and you are under blankets and
there you go,
watch a show. I mean, at that point in time, like, the sun goes down really early.
Oh, it's like 5 p.m.
yeah, so it's not going to be super late.
Mm-mm. Right,
so that can be another thing, especially if you have older kids who, you know, maybe they don't want to go sit in a car or whatever, and you know, you want to get out and get a little exercise or whatever,
if you live in a place that doesn't get super cold too.
That's
really convenient.
So that's fun.
No, I love that. There, oh my goodness, so many things. Okay, I need to, Lord help me, remember more free things. I'm just going to keep going for like my bullet points that I can think of in my brain of stuff that I wanted to talk about. Gift giving.
Yeah.
Gifts for your kids. I'm also going to try really hard on my page, my Instagram page, to do inexpensive gifts, because you can shop for your kid for practically nothing.
And they will love.
And it will be fine.
Yes.
It will be fine.
Yeah.
You can shop for $25 and get the kid multiple things. Walmart has some really great craft things, like a little loom. I got my daughter one time. The loom where you make
little loops and you
just make the little
pot holders.
The pot holders.
Uh-huh.
$5.
Yeah.
And they have all kinds of different kits of those. Mm-hmm. You can get Barbies for super inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Hot Wheels, of course, are super inexpensive. Little girls' chapsticks and nail polishes and makeup. And we were just in Target, like we said, and in the dollar section,
there fuzzy were socks.
Fuzzy socks.
$1.
$1. Christmas socks. And then they had, right across from that, Crayola bathtub finger paint. A tube of it. A big tube. Like a...
Yeah, for a dollar.
For a dollar.
Yeah, I don't know how many ounces it was. It
was like a big adult toothpaste tube size, kind of. Or a lotion tube. Oh my goodness. So you get...
That would last a long time.
So you get a little pair of socks, fuzzy socks, little tube of the paint, the finger paint, and then you can buy at Walmart at Christmas candy canes in a pack of like 10 or 15 for like a buck.
Yeah, there you go.
So you get your box of candy canes for a buck, take two out, put them in your kid's stocking, like with hanging over the top of the stocking.
Yeah, it looks cute.
And the finger paint, the cozy socks. Wham, bam.
They love it.
Like, or put a couple pieces of chocolate or something. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't, literally. Or you could go to the dollar store, see what they've got. Hey, here's the thing.
Dude, we bought Christmas presents at the Dollar Tree last year. For the kids.
Yeah.
And I think I had, I think I had maybe 25 bucks.
For 2020 was a hard year.
Yeah. But they had Hot Wheels track there. They had, I mean, it was amazing, and the kids loved what they got. And even if I was like, you know, if I spent $5 on each kid, that meant I could get five things.
Right.
They have coloring books. They have toys. They have balls. They have
hair stuff. They actually have books.
They have books. They have dishes. They have, I mean, really actually pretty good stuff there.
Oh, yeah. Or like the Dollar General, which isn't going to be necessarily a dollar.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an expensive stuff. Another great thing, and here's the thing, especially if you have younger children.
Yeah.
They're not going to know if something is secondhand.
No, they're not. They're not.
So,
go to the Ark. Go to Goodwill.
Once Upon a Child.
Once Upon a Child. We love that.
Oh, because they only buy nice stuff. Yes. They only sell stuff that's nice because they only purchase from other people stuff that's nice.
Yeah.
So, last year, I got your kids as a Christmas present.
Yeah.
The blocks. Not the Lego blocks. But the Mega blocks.
A giant set.
How many were in there? 200?
Something. And then that would have... been at least 100. I don't know how many. Very expensive.
I got it at Once Upon a Child, and they had it nicely, perfectly packaged. It was $15.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to ruin
it. No, like, I think you told me
it was for your kids, but like, I was shocked when I saw that, and I got my nephew this awesome, like, ride-on motorized car, and he could ride on it, and he was only, like, barely two.
Yeah.
And he could push the buttons, and it lit up, and it played music, and it rode with him. And he was $25. Sorry, Jordan, if you're listening, it was $25.
That's my sister-in-law. Love you.
Love you.
We're just getting tips. They also have cute Christmas outfits there. They've got
pajamas.
Like, I mean, pretty much everything you could think of. Yes. Shoes.
Dress shoes, if you need them.
Athletic stuff for kiddos. I mean, and then they have books.
Yes.
And furniture and
Goodwill
toys.
Is a great place. Goodwill, Habitat for Humanity, Ark. Great place for books.
Yeah.
Great place for books. Because, and movies.
Yes.
And that's another thing. Walmart movie section with like the $3 movie bin.
Yeah.
And the five, they have like several bins.
Yeah. It's like $3,
$5. $5. You can find some really good stuff.
Yeah.
So if you get, you could literally get a movie bin from like the $3 movie bin at Walmart. You could get a couple of Hot Wheels from the dollar store.
Yeah.
You could get a couple things of Play-Doh.
Oh, Play-Doh.
Which is super inexpensive as well.
Well, and if you get it from the Dollar Tree, you get like five little packets for five things for a dollar.
The little containers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get the finger paint. And you, I mean, you've just shopped for a little boy for $25. Hobby Lobby has, I don't even know why, hardback novels. I mean, we're talking Black Beauty, Alice in Wonderland.
Classic.
Classic novels for $1.99. Oh, hardback, brand new books.
Wow.
So there are so many different things, and I'm going to post a lot of ideas on my page, plus look back to my last year posts because I did a lot of that.
Well, and so then you have places like Marshall's and TJ Maxx. If you're shopping for older kids or for friends or for family and you just don't have a lot of money,
Ross,
go to these places. Go to the back. It's usually in the back where they have like their cool food from kind of around the world for not that much. So it can be kind of, you know, ooh, kind of a little wow. Like here's some specialty from England. Like here's like a cool snack from over here or a dish towel or whatever. Like that can be a place where you can find something. So it's just like go on a treasure hunt. Look at it as like, we're going to go find some Christmas treasure.
Exactly.
And then make it, you know, make it fun.
No.
That can make it fun.
Walmart has 97, typically they're 97 cents, like tea towels, not tea towels so much, but like little hand towels with Christmas, just designs and whatever. I have like three or four and I just rotate them on my oven. I hang them on my, you know, the bar of the oven, and it just adds a little Christmas flair. You can go to the dollar store decorating.
Oh, I just went to the Dollar Tree.
Yes.
And oh, ladies, you need to go. You're like, you need to go. They have really good stuff. They even have like, I haven't seen this before, but this year they have like a little Christmas craft section where you can, you know, you can make your own little ornaments and they're wood and they have like little twine strings that you hang on them. So they would look good on your tree.
But a lot of their ornaments are shatterproof.
Yes. They've got really good stuff.
That car just had the Ghostbusters. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. Ghostbusters.
This little Subaru Outback had all the Ghostbusters.
It just drove
stuff on it.
In the Target parking lot. Okay. Hashtag Target parking lot adventure.
Squirrel. Okay.
Squirrel. All right.
Sorry. My, that was so weird.
Well, your face was like, what is that? I thought it was like a creeper.
No.
It's just Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
We
wow.
get a call.
Ghostbusters. Anyways, that was
really random.
Totally random. So decorating. So they have a lot of shatterproof ornaments.
Yeah, wood ornaments.
You can get lights at Walmart for a dollar. You can get, and you know what? Your decorating doesn't have to look like it's on the cover of a magazine.
No.
It doesn't have to be, God love her, I love the woman, Joanna Gaines.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I love the woman. I think she's amazing. It doesn't have to look like something she would do. It doesn't have to look like it's on HGTV. It doesn't have to look like the Pioneer Woman,
well, like the
who I also love. But like,
with these people, they usually have professionals come in and do that.
Well,
for pictures,
and they are the professional,
and, they are the professional,
so she's
or
able
they pay
to
somebody,
right? Or they pay their staff to do it, or you know, and so,
and
it's,
so it's not, you know, it does not what it appears.
That's their job.
Yeah,
that's her thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like to be. Yeah. That way, just like Martha Stewart was back in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Like that was her.
It's her gift.
It's her thing.
It's, yeah.
And it
and
doesn't
so
have
inspires.
To look. You can go to Habitat Goodwill and find some of the quirkiest Christmas decorations and like dishes. You can find trees for like 20 bucks, like 6 foot tall trees for 20 bucks.
Or even taller. I think there's some seven.
If you find a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
If you have a $10 budget, go find something because you can.
There is a tree somewhere. Like
between,
we got our, I got my tree from Big Lots.
Yes. Yes, Big Lots is such a good
Big
place.
Big Lots is so good. That's another good place.
ARC, Goodwill, Habitat for Humanity.
Craigslist. Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can even ask on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Type it in. Does anybody have a Christmas tree
they're
not using or they're getting rid of?
Especially after Christmas, there's so many free trees.
Yes, because nobody should go Christmas without a tree.
No.
But you can find one, I promise
well,
you.
Well, find one that fit. Okay, so here's a tree story. When we first got married, we had my cute little tree that I had in Cheyenne. And it's a little short, but we stuck it up on a box, which made it taller. And we put a skirt on the bottom so no one would, you know, you wouldn't know.
Yes.
And then you put like a star on the top, and it's great.
But then when, you know, I got to having more kids and I needed to have a pack and play in the front room, and it's a very small apartment, well, the pack and play was where the tree went. So I had a piano, and so then we had like a, what is it, 1 foot, little 1 foot tree on the piano, and that was our tree. Like, oh.
Well, because you were in an apartment and you had two children.
And it's just where it was. But the whole point is like, you, whatever tree, whatever size tree, wherever you need to put it, mm-hmm. just have a tree.
Well, and what we do, okay, this is over, this is over the top. Now, I've had my tree since I got married, like 2 years after we got married. So I've had it for a really long time. I didn't have kids, so I was able to kind of buy a nice tree.
Yeah.
But, oh, and cutting down your own is super fun. If that you live in a place you can do that, that's another really fun thing. That's like tradition. You know what I mean? It's just a tradition to go cut down the tree. That is a memory maker. But we do a fake tree. And as I've had children throughout the years, we get them little trees for their bedrooms. And then we go and buy little packets of ornaments, little non-breakable ornaments. Like at the dollar store.
Yeah.
And they get to decorate their own little trees in their own little bedrooms. And it makes them so happy.
Kids would love that.
Places like Michael's, Joann's, sometimes they will do free craft days.
Yeah.
Where you can take your kids and it's a fun activity and then they can bring it home.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah.
Or it's like $2.
Yeah.
That's another really fun thing. Okay. I'm going to kind of just cycle back around
and
here.
Go ahead. If the tree, okay, if you're if you have animals that jump on your tree, like our cats jumped on our tree last year.
You had like baby cats and
except
they're like,
they were full size. I thought they were kittens. These are big. She tried to climb the tree and literally like broke branches off. Just pretend you're in a Charlie Brown Christmas. Turn it to the back and like decorate it all funny or whatever. Yeah.
Well, that's hard. When you have little kids
and
animals, especially little kids, and they just want to grab. So just, if you have to for a while, shatterproof ornaments, wooden ornaments.
Wooden ornaments. Well, and so, okay, so super quick on the, like, the kid-friendly stuff. One of the ideas I read was go get a packet of bells and hang them on your tree. Kids can hang them on the tree, but they also serve as a little warning for when someone's touching the tree or climbing the tree that shouldn't.
There you go.
So the it's a little alert.
There you go.
That looks really cute.
There you go.
And I also made like ornaments out of toilet paper tubes. Because you can like cut them up and glue them together and they look like a snowflake kind of star thing. So there's things you can do.
There's a lot of creative things you can do with what you've got available.
Yeah, in
you
your
can
house.
Coffee filters, which are the cheapest thing in the whole world.
Goodness.
Coffee filters, turning them into snowflakes.
Yeah.
Toilet paper rolls, you can turn those in. I've seen exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That is really, really cute. All you need is some glue.
Yeah.
And some like glue. Some paint.
You can do paint or glitter. Or I got like the little text, you know, tape that has like designs on it.
Yes.
That's super cheap. You put that on there.
Yes. You could spray paint them white if you wanted. You can glue together pasta, like uncooked pasta. You can glue together seashells if you have any laying around from just whatever.
Yeah.
You can do popsicle sticks. Put glue on them and some glitter.
Yeah.
And then glue them in like the shape of a star or a snowflake or whatever.
Yeah.
So many fun craft ideas that are either free with what you already have in your house.
Yeah.
Or super inexpensive.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Crafts, painting, just like, you know what I mean? Put Pandora on because it's free.
Yeah.
And just play Christmas music.
Yeah.
All the time. Play it during dinner. Play it while you're playing a game. Play it just all the time. That is such a fun thing that just amps up the Christmas feel.
Yeah. Any of those music, free music players.
Yes.
Pandora, Spotify, what else? I know there's like YouTube.
There's others.
Anyway, fine.
But yeah, music. And you just play it, paint pictures of Christmas trees, color pictures of Christmas trees.
And hang them up.
Hang them up. Color pictures of stockings. Go to, you know, there are places you could either, if you're crafty, you've done this, made your own stockings.
Yep, I crocheted.
Another friend of mine, Logan, if you're listening, sewed her own stockings, and she's awesome at sewing, but which I'm like, I just wish I could be like that, but I'm not. And that's okay. Because I have my strengths too. But she made their stockings. They look mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
So if you're into that, you could do something like that. It would probably be cheaper to crochet a stocking mm-hmm. rather than purchasing one. But you know what? Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. You can get them for very inexpensive.
I'm pretty sure you can get them at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah. The Dollar Tree, Walmart mm-hmm. has some cute stockings for $3, $4, $5.
Yeah, really cheap. Really cheap.
Really, but they're not.
But they're not cheap. They don't look.
Right.
That. But well, and here's the other thing, Mama. If you are like a DIYer and you yes. really want to make your kids stockings, but you just can't get to it, it's okay.
Yeah.
You will. You will. Yeah. I promise you will.
Yeah.
Go and get them a cute stocking from Walmart mm-hmm. or wherever. And then when you do have the time, because, I mean, here's the thing, like, okay, so might not cost as much money, but it will cost time.
Right.
So, I mean, you weigh it out, but it's going to be okay. I'm working on that with my own kiddos. Like,
right. Right.
We have like the stand-in stocking for those who don't have their homemade one yet.
Right.
Just moves down the line.
Right.
And, you know, we'll get there.
And
it's all good.
It's fun to, and you know, if you don't have a fireplace,
yeah.
that is okay. Hang them. We've done before because we have the stocking holders.
Mm-hmm. Like a bookcase. Bookshelf.
On a bookshelf.
Yeah.
Get command
or push
hooks.
Pins in a wall.
Yes.
This is what we do.
Or command hooks
yeah.
on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And just put them somewhere. It doesn't
just
need
hang
to
them
be.
Up.
Just if you have to take something off the wall mm-hmm. to just hang up however many command hooks and then hang your stockings there.
Or if you have stairs and a banister.
Yes. That's a great place.
And you can like hang them. Oh, I mean, there's so many options.
There's so many options.
And if you want to have a few extra stockings just to decorate with, you go, girl. You
yes.
do that. You do that.
Oh, have you, there are some that are like.
Like, maybe I'll just get that because it's pretty.
I know.
And I'll put it on the wall.
No, seriously. Seriously.
Uh-huh.
It's just a special thing. Do what you can afford, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't let your situation stop you
no.
from putting up stockings, from doing that stuff. You can find stocking stuffers for fairly inexpensive,
mm-hmm.
which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend a bunch of money on a stocking stuffer.
No, no.
Little perfumes from Walmart or little
mm-hmm.
colognes. They're really inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like, again, the Dollar Tree or something.
Yeah.
Or if you have a budget,
mm-hmm.
if you have a good budget.
Yeah.
You know, stocking stuffer ideas, perfume, toothbrushes. Like fun toothbrushes
mm-hmm.
that have like a motor in them or lights or something.
Yeah.
It's always fun. Because here's the other thing. We don't always want to get toys, 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 toys. Because you just are
no.
like, what are we going to
do? With all of this.
All these toys.
Well, and it gets overwhelming for the kids too.
It does.
There's a part where they glaze over and then, you know, their behavior turns sour because they're just overwhelmed and they
mm-hmm.
can't deal. So
mm-hmm.
it's actually not helpful to have a huge pile.
Well, and all it be toys. My mother-in-law
yeah.
is really good about
like
doing
have
the
different categories.
Something you need, something to read,
something
you want, and something to wear.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that's
something
kind of
like that, which is yeah.
Yes,
my
that's the code my mother-in-law lives by at Christmas. Something
yeah.
to read, something you want, something you need, something to wear.
Yeah.
And they love it.
Is,
and as the parent, I'm
yeah.
like, thank you, beloved mother-in-law.
That outfit or that coat or
yes,
shoes
the shoes or whatever.
Or that activity book.
The coloring books, the, you know, play to your kids' strength, that they like baseball. Get a pack of baseball cards
mm-hmm.
from the store. Get them some chew, if you, you know, like, I don't really let my kids chew gum,
mm-hmm.
but I might put gum in their stocking or something. Or like,
yeah.
Because
it's special.
Oh, it's special. That's exactly it. It doesn't have to be fancy.
No.
Walmart literally has, and I think they'll probably sell it at other places too, the plastic candy canes that
yes.
have the kisses or like Reese's
or the M&Ms
or something inside of them.
Yeah.
Those are only $1 each.
Mm-hmm.
And those are kind of fun. You can even find chocolate that's wrapped like coal. And put it.
Or like the gold coins. Like
yes,
the chocolate coins.
The chocolate coins.
I love
those. Those are so fun.
Or the chocolate oranges.
Oh.
The dark chocolate one. I
yes.
Like, I like that one.
Yes.
Those are yummy.
Or the peppermint mocha coffee if you're grown up.
peppermint bark. Chocolate.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
But, you know, here's one big thing for you, Mama, for Christmas. Mm-hmm. If somebody asks you what you want for Christmas, tell them what you want for Christmas.
Be honest.
Be honest. If you
and be brave.
Yes.
Be brave.
So often we feel this idea that if we are humble by saying, oh, I don't need anything, or, oh, I don't know, just surprise me or whatever. We think there's like a humility in that, or you're...
And then you're most likely not happy with what you get, or you don't.
The person wants to bless you.
They really want to.
Whether it's your spouse, your friend, your parents.
Yeah.
Or a child. Let's say you have a child who's older.
Yeah.
And wants to buy you something. They want to know.
Uh-huh. And if anything, I like to phrase it as ideas. Mm-hmm. And that has really helped me instead of like, hey, I want this specific thing. It's like if they can't get that specific thing, it informs their gift giving.
Right.
It's like, okay, you like that kind of thing. So I'm going to find something in that area of whatever. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. If you need a new bra,
ask
for it for Christmas.
Yep.
If you need a new pair of shoes or a new pair of pants.
Or underwear.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes. Because there's the thing.
Nothing is off limits.
We put ourselves at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah.
As moms.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what our podcast is about. We put ourselves at the bottom of the totem pole. Mm-hmm. We don't think our needs are important. We often don't spend the money on ourselves.
Yeah.
If you need something, bras are expensive. Mm-hmm. Haircuts and a good color.
Yes. Ask for it.
Yes.
Ask for it. Or ask for money towards it.
Yes, or a gift card.
Or a gift card.
To your favorite salon.
Like, if you need to go shopping, you need a shopping spree. Mm-hmm. Ask for it. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? I would really love gift card or gift cards to these places. These are my favorites. That would be the best thing for me this year.
And if you know somebody, ask them.
Yeah.
You know? Ask them what they need. Consider people's needs. Mm-hmm. If you are a person that has means, see if somebody in your life needs something.
Yeah.
See if somebody in your life, instead of toys for their kids, maybe they could really use lessons, swimming lessons, piano lessons.
Yeah, music lessons or whatever kind of lessons.
Paying for their soccer. Paying for them to be in hockey. Paying for them to be...
In whatever, because there's membership fees and equipment fees, and you have to pay for this and that and the other thing. Or a course somewhere.
Yes.
Or like you always want it. Like one of the things I got for a birthday at one point in time was this master class on like writing music for movies, because I think it's cool. And it was taught by Hans Zimmer. I was like, oh my gosh, you can just like listen to him talk about his thing. And like there's stuff out there. Like it's okay for you to want to and ask. To have those things.
If you need, I know this shows you you're a grown up when you like a vacuum for Christmas isn't a horrible thing.
I'd be so excited.
Actually, I would love a new vacuum. Thank you. Uh-huh. Like a new vacuum. If you need new cookware.
Or a washer and a dryer.
Or
I got new cookware for, bless the Lord. It was so nice.
Yes. And you get new cookware, or if you need something for your bedroom, if you need a good new pillow, or if you want a new comforter set or a new sheet set, or whatever, literally the list could go on, that you or your husband need, just ask for it. And just say, hey, we could use these things. Mm-hmm. And that person will do their best to get it to you. Mm-hmm. Because great, honestly, that's what Christmas is. Like, I'm Christy. I want to know what you want.
Yeah, like literally.
Because I want to bless you.
Yeah.
This isn't about me.
No.
It's not about gratifying me.
No.
It feels good to give. And it feels good to give when that person is so appreciative.
Well, and you know that it's something that they want, that they need, that they're going to receive, and they're gonna receive it well or not or whatever. But you know that it's really gonna,
or tickets to something,
or
just anything like that. A pedicure, manicure.
It's okay.
Massage. It's okay to ask for those things if that's what you want.
Yeah.
And I would say this for people who don't have a budget to give to anybody besides their own children or maybe their own spouse.
Yeah.
You know, like I have enough, just enough to take care of my family, but I don't have enough to take care of brothers, sisters, parents, et cetera. Find a way. Honestly, most people totally understand. first of all.
Yes.
They totally 100% understand if you don't have the finances to give them something.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the other thing. This kind of works both ways. Babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
If you know a couple that can't afford to pay a babysitter, offer as their Christmas gift to watch their kids a couple of times for them so that they can go out on a date.
Yeah.
Also, on the flip side, if you can't give a monetary gift to someone, maybe you could watch their kids for free so that they can go out on a date night without spending the money.
Yeah.
And so that's a really great gift for both parties. If you can't give,
if you can't spend. There's other things that you can do, whether you make it, you know, whether, you know, time, talents, treasure.
Yes.
Treasures, money, time, talents. What are you good at? What do you love to do? Are you really great at lettering, at drawing things? Do you like to doodle? Make someone, make them a picture. You know, you can get frames for a dollar at the Dollar Tree. Stick it in there. Or baking, or making little mixes of things. There's Seriously,
sugar scrubs are great. And actually, the homemade ones are going to be a ton better for you without chemicals and junk like that.
You know, so they taste good to eat. And if they accidentally get make it into your mouth, you're not
going to be fine. Like a sugar in a coffee scrub. Oh, but one time I was broke and I didn't have an ability to give my sister a gift. And the Star Wars movie had just come out. And my sister that... The number nine. My sister thinks that Adam Driver is a really beautiful old drink of water.
Yes, so I
took a screenshot of like something I found online and I sent it to be printed. And it was a photo of Adam Driver that I screenshotted from my phone and I printed it at Walmart at the photo center for 24 cents. And then I bought a dollar frame for it, and I presented her with a photo, a framed photo of Adam Driver. I was like, "Here, here's your Merry Christmas." And she laughed hysterically. You know what I like? She just got the. She thought that was hilarious. Seriously, photos, 25 cents. You can print off for like a grandparent. You can print off several photos. They're like 25 cents each.
Well, yeah, and you're talking about if you're going to do like Christmas cards.
Oh, Christmas cards.
You know, you can get those at the Dollar Tree, you can get those at Walmart for really cheap. And, you know, you go print off picture. There's a point in time where we didn't even have money for that.
Yeah.
So we were just like, "Merry Christmas. Yay. You have a happy card." But like wallet size, even just the little ones.
Yes. If you can't do a photo card,
yeah,
go to Walmart, print off a bunch of pictures of you or whatever, like you just said, wallet size, and stick them in the pre-done cards.
Yeah.
Or just do a pre-done card.
And then hand them if you can't buy stamps. You're talking about this. Just give them to the people that you can actually like walk up to. Or give it to somebody who knows that person who can give it to them.
Yes.
Or whatever.
It's so true.
Well, and another idea I had that doesn't cost money. For kiddos, okay, how many times do we give kids a present and they want to play with the box and not the toy? And you're like, oh.
Especially young.
Especially the little ones.
3 years old.
Yeah.
18 months. Yeah. 4 years old even, I would say.
So run with that. Go to an appliance store and ask if they have any empty refrigerator, washer, dryer boxes, and you can make a sweet playhouse out of those. You know, get a marker, draw, you can cut out a door, windows. Like, my dad did that for us, and they still have it, and it was just, it was the funnest thing. There was, like, a little mail slot you could, like, stick mail in to a fireplace and a picture, and we just, even the older kids, we just played and played and played and played
Oh.
Yeah.
So I love that your dad does homemade whipped cream as, like, a tradition.
Yes.
Easy, y'all. I mean, like, easy, y'all. But it's special. And it's just that little Christmassy thing. And you said sometimes he puts peppermint or, like,
he'll
almond.
He'll put a flavoring in it.
Yeah, just different flavors.
Or you can color it, too.
So fun.
Whipped cream on hot chocolate also.
It's so fun.
Well, and one fun thing that we did growing up. There were a lot of us growing up. Like, I had six other siblings. And we didn't have a whole ton of money. But we would always get what we called fun cereal. Which is like, you know, the Fruity Pebbles, the whatever.
But the store brand, and we would get the kind that had the most pieces of cereal in it. And then we'd put it on our granola, mm-hmm. like at Christmas time. And that was just a little fun thing that was like, oh, it's Christmas time. We could have fun cereal now.
And we instead of healthy like, stuff.
Woo! Yeah. Well, I mean, we'd have our homemade granola and then yeah. we'd like sprinkle it on top. And then my dad would also put some whipped cream.
Yeah.
And put some milk on that. Boy, that'll make some happy kids.
Oh, I have a neighbor who makes a mean homemade marshmallow.
I will love that.
Oh,
recipe.
My
Lanta. You need to post it or whatever.
Oh, my Lanta. And then she put like a hint of peppermint extract in it and then like dipped it in chocolate.
What? Oh, no.
Shut up. It was so good.
Okay, where are they? I need.
And she does them at Christmas time. And I'm like, that's so smart. But it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's super. And you know what, y'all? If you can bake. Mm-hmm. Gingerbread, homemaking it is going to be cheaper yeah. than buying it mm-hmm. pre-done. Mm-hmm. Even if you just make gingerbread men.
And I make it and with frost molasses those. Cookie.
Yes, molasses. Dough.
I love making it with that. I'm not a fan of gingerbread.
Bake. Just do what makes you happy, makes you feel good. And crush up pepper. You know, you literally can get like a graham cracker crust,
yeah.
put some chocolate pudding,
uh-huh.
and take red and green M&Ms and sprinkle it on top and
yummy.
It's a Christmas pie. I mean, like,
and it's
it doesn't
super
have to be
easy,
fancy.
Super cheap.
Or
yummy.
If you love to bake, there are a billion trillion recipes out there mm-hmm. for all kinds of yummy, awesome Christmas treats.
Mm-hmm.
Just find something and mm-hmm. go for it.
Well, and
do even, something fun.
Yeah. And like you were saying, like if you want to bake, but you're not good at it and you're like, you don't want what I make, you know,
right.
they make those little
yes.
rolls of cookie dough
mm-hmm.
and like the kids aren't going to care
no
that you didn't, you know, whip it all up from scratch and add this and that the other thing. They're like, I got to put it on the tray and it baked and now I'm eating it and it's a Christmas cookie.
Yes, they have
so
the
exciting.
Pre-done little stamped out sugar cookies that mm-hmm. have a picture on them typically
yeah.
of like Santa's face
or a tree or
yeah.
a stocking or something. Yeah.
Yes. And you literally pop them off and put them on a sheet and you bake mm-hmm. them. Always bake them for 1 minute less than it tells you on the
yes.
box. Always.
Always.
Put on some Christmas music and do that.
Another fun thing that we've done, get a package of Oreos or whatever, melt some chocolate and have a chocolate dipping party.
Mm-hmm.
And just dip and let them cool and...
You can even, when the chocolate is
whatever.
Wet, dip them, and you can do this with pretzels too, big
mm-hmm.
pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
Dip them in sprinkles.
Yes, and then you've got super fun stuff. Well, and that kind of leads me to another thing of, you know, this is going to be a really interesting Christmas, I think. It's all the stuff going on, you know? You could be looking at a really hard Christmas. And we're hugging you right now.
There are a lot of people
who
are really struggling.
We want to tell you right now, like, here's a mug of cocoa, here's tissues, here's a hug. You're mm-hmm. going to make it. You are going to make it. It's going to be okay. This year, you know, you may not be able to do so much money-wise, but you can do so much people-wise.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach out, like, go, you know, make some cookies, whether they're the pre-made ones from the store, you make them and give them to your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't have that many, just pick a few neighbors and, you know, kind of like a May basket sort of thing, like as long as you know they're home. Otherwise, you know, it won't work. But just, you know, leave them a little plate of cookies, go ring their doorbell and run away
mm-hmm.
somewhere and like see if you can watch them, you know. It's a surprise, like go cookie
mm-hmm.
bomb them or something.
Mm-hmm. And you can... What I love.
Or popcorn or, you know,
Christmas
whatever.
Books.
Yeah.
Sit with the kids and read Christmas books.
From the library.
If you don't have many,
yeah.
you have your own stuff. We always love to buy Christmas books. We've been given so many. So
mm-hmm.
we have a ton. And so we have them in a special. That was my phone falling, if anybody heard that. that we have a special basket
mm-hmm.
that holds the Christmas books.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we've been given so many over the years. We've bought
yeah.
some. If you don't have any,
mm-hmm.
go to the library and check out Christmas books and just read Christmas books all month long. Christmas movies. Uh-huh. First of all, they will play them on the basic channels.
Yeah.
You know, they will play the big ones, Rudolph, Frosty, Grinch, White Christmas. Sometimes they'll play my personal favorite, It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, I love that movie. But Netflix, Disney Plus, all those, Hulu also have Christmas movies on them.
So many.
So if you don't have, you're a streamer and you don't have cable.
Yeah. There you go.
They are all over that.
Yeah.
Christmas movies galore. And so you can just make it special. Every Friday we watch a Christmas movie.
Like a Christmas movie night.
Every, you're just little things.
That flavor the season, you know. It's a season. Seasoning. We're seasoning the season. You don't.
And it doesn't have to be daily. And it doesn't have to be every 5 minutes.
You don't make a meal out of sprinkles.
Right.
But you put sprinkles on the cake or the cookie.
Yes.
And it seasons it and like just changes it and makes it awesome.
Hanging Christmas lights up in the house. You put them on top of your cupboards. Yes. Which is so pretty.
Yes.
When it's dark.
White light.
And all you have is your white lights on your cupboards and like you've got your Christmas tree on.
And you can get just plain, like super pokey, but fake garland. That doesn't have anything on it for like $2 at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Or even they have some at the Dollar Tree and you just mix that with some white lights. And then you turn off everything else and just have your lights on. Dollar Tree also has candles.
Yes.
Like candles, they have, I saw them today, they also have LED candles,
which is so nice.
Which is so nice if you don't want to burn a candle
or to have it where your kids are going to be around, especially
or
if you're small kids
pregnant,
or your
can't
pet.
Stand the smell.
Oh,
that was me last year. It was such a bummer, like Christmas. No.
That was really sad.
Yeah, the whole fall Christmas candle thing, I just couldn't. Anyway, no. Yeah, but they're non-scented candles.
Back to the food aspect of it.
Yes.
Whatever you eat Christmas Day.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't have to be, okay.
Yeah.
I love a spiel myself, okay? Like, I love the whole kit and caboodle. Love it. I love it, okay? But, like, if you want to get paper plates, do it. If you want to get, they have cute holiday paper plates, too.
Oh, they do.
Do it. If you want to make enchiladas on Christmas Day, make enchiladas on Christmas Day.
Make what Just do you it. Want. It is your Christmas. It is your family. None of these people are going to be looking over your shoulder going, oh, you did that. Well, and if they, I mean, they shouldn't be anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are people that.
There are people that do that, but it's your family and it's your traditions. So.
Do what you want.
Grab that bull by the horns and just be brave.
Yeah.
And do
it. Cook what you want.
Yep.
Serve what you want.
How you want to do
it. How you want. If you love to dress up,
then do it.
Dress up. Go to your Christmas Eve service. Dress up. You want to curl hair. I always do like the pink curlers in my girl's hair. And
there's
just
hair glitter. There's.
Oh, just do. So if you want to paint nails red and green or gold and silver or just do it and live it up.
And P.S. the Dollar Tree does have nail polish.
Yes.
Probably doesn't say
And those are also fun ways to just bring in, like you said, seasoning the time of year. Like,
yeah.
But if you want to be comfy on Christmas Day, like you just be comfy, okay?
Do it.
You
do it.
Just like sit in an oversized whatever, and a pair of leggings and your brand new slippers or something, and just sit there. Like, you just do what makes you happy on Christmas Day. That's really, really important.
Because Mom, it's about, you are important.
Yes. It's about you enjoying it.
Yes.
It's about you enjoying it.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you have daughters, you're setting an example for them. And if they see Mom never enjoys Christmas, Mom is always stressed, Mom is always upset, then that's what, I mean, kids, they see it, they're like, okay, so that's normal. But it's like, it doesn't need to be.
No.
It doesn't need to be. And you know, we're all at different different points along that journey. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. Where you are right now is okay. You're right. Gonna make it, you know. Try something. The biggest thing is just take something and try it.
Right.
Just try it. And then right. next year you can do something different. There's nothing that says you have to do.
Right. And that's the whole what we've been getting at. We know yeah. that people aren't stupid. Like, they have Christmas traditions that they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're trying to be a sounding board for the mom that is maybe overwhelmed. The yeah. mom that is on a crazy budget.
Yeah.
The mom that has run yeah. out of ideas. The mom that feels that need to compare herself. And it's not, you don't yeah. even feel the need. It just happens.
It just
that
happens.
Comparison or that shame yeah. or that whatever mm-hmm.
And
that
then
comes on you.
Not enough, bad mom. I mean, all this stuff.
So we're just saying, yeah. here's some permission.
Yes.
To just.
Here's a golden ticket.
Yes. Ticket. Yes. Have soup on Christmas
Free
Day.
Free of charge.
Soup on Christmas Day is oh. a super oh. good idea, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Throw it in a crock pot.
You can get soup mixes where you add water. The end. The end. Like, I think it's Bear Creek, whatever. There's or a can of soup. Dump it, heat it up, get a loaf of like French bread. It's a dollar.
But you can just, it doesn't have to be fancy is what we're getting at. If you no. want it to be fancy then with the setup table,
it.
I love it. I love it. I love,
love
it.
Love it.
I love it. But
the whole,
just make it what you want it to be. This is your Christmas, not anybody else's. Yeah. And that's really hard sometimes when you're the one that's going from house to house and you're trying to get to all the family mm-hmm. and you're trying to drag your kids to all the family and you're trying to do this and you're dealing with little kids and you're dealing with nap time and you're dealing with a kid who's tired or a kid that's had too much sugar.
Well, they're
and
overwhelmed you're... and sugared out and tired, overtired, which is probably going to happen.
Right.
Like all of the above.
And so you just, you do what works for you.
Yeah.
And if that means we're not coming to somebody's house, or if set you want to see us come boundaries. To us, you need to set appropriate boundaries. Pray about it. Mm-hmm. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what to do, what boundaries to set,
yeah.
what it looks like for you.
Yeah.
Because that's yeah. miserable to feel like you are at everybody else's beck and call.
And you can't even have your own Christmas.
Yes.
No, what we've done with that is we have reserved Christmas morning for us. Mm-hmm. That's our time. We don't see anybody else. Like Christmas morning all the way through lunch is just us. Christmas Eve, you know, we alternate families. Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day afternoon. Mm-hmm. Like that's when we do the things. But mm-hmm. you need to carve out time for your family because, mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, grandmas and grandpas don't live forever. And there'll be a point where they're not around anymore and you are that family. Like, there you are. So have some traditions that are yours.
Well, and your kids are only little for so long.
For so long, yep.
You need to enjoy your kids
yep.
being little. Mm-hmm. And we do Christmas morning. And we do have to kind of get going because we also do like a brunch-ish mm-hmm. with my in-laws. And that's great. It's tradition.
Yeah.
But there's nothing fancy about that. I think if both of my sister-in-laws are listening, they can say to you really quickly, like, there is no expectation of anybody sitting there. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're not walking in and I expect my sister-in-laws to be sitting there perfectly make-upped up and, like, dressed for the day.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You're
like,
probably up till midnight building kids' toys.
No, we sit there in leggings and we drink coffee and
yeah.
we have a good time, you know? I bring mm-hmm. my makeup bag with me and I do my makeup later.
Case. Yeah.
You know, but, like, just figure out what works for you. Mm-hmm. That's the overlying message of this entire podcast
yes.
today, I think,
yeah.
is like, do the Christmas that works for you.
Yep.
Whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
Whatever your budget is.
Yeah.
If you need to buy 97-cent wrapping paper.
Do it.
At Walmart. Or mm-hmm. go to the Dollar Tree for wrapping paper and gift bags.
Yes.
Do not
spend
your money on expensive gift bags. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. We were just in Target. There was a $4.99 gift bag that was seriously only 10 inches tall.
Or less. It
seems. Go to the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you have. Don't spend it on a $4.99 gift bag. That's silliness.
No.
But like, if you have to do that, then do it. Mm-hmm. If you can live it to
the fullest
that.
Where you are.
That's exactly it. Because you can.
Because you can. And the fullest where you are is enough.
Yep.
Your fullest is enough for you mm-hmm. and for your family.
Because you can do Christmas for almost completely free
yeah.
and have just as many memories and just as much magic
yep.
as you can with the biggest budget. And yeah. guess what? whether you are the mom that has to go almost free, or you're the mom that has the biggest budget, you're a great mom and you're doing a great job, and you are going to make it magical for your family. Yes. And what matters is that you enjoy it and you have a good time.
Yeah.
And that you spend it with your family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Love and hugs.
Love and hugs.
Love and hugs. Lots of hugs. This is a season of needing lots of hugs.
Yes. So. And go to a Christmas pageant. Go to a parade. They have a lot of parades around Christmas.
Yeah. Well, and churches put on pageants.
Churches put on pageants, and
schools have, you know, Christmas choir performances
musicals. I know. I've heard of a family that all the girls, the sisters, and their mom, and then their children all go to the Nutcracker Ballet.
Yes.
All the girls.
Yes.
Just every Christmas, and or just whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, reenact a nativity scene, or like,
or try something new.
Try something new. Try something new.
Yeah, there's one last thing where there was a family that one Christmas, like, they didn't, they decided to give their Christmas present money to other things, and so they didn't give presents to each other, but they wrote each other letters.
Oh.
And so they drew names out of a hat. And I mean, obviously you're not going to be like, well, you're this, I don't like this about you. You're not going to write that in the letter. Like, the
point Merry of these, Christmas, I don't
Merry
like
Christmas,
you.
Merry Christmas, I don't like you. No, the point of these letters is to encourage and to uplift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they weren't sure how it was going to go, but that ended up being the best Christmas they ever had. And they've continued that.
That's so special.
Since. Yeah.
That's so cool. So, you can do it.
Yes, you can.
We better shut up.
Yeah, I know.
I could talk about Christmas for the next 4 hours. Oh, so.
Yeah, we could, because we love it.
Because I love it.
Love it.
Follow our Instagrams.
Yes.
Because I especially will be trying my very hardest.
Yeah, you're really good at doing it.
To post as much as humanly possible the entire month long.
Yeah.
Recipes, money-saving tips, dessert ideas, tradition ideas, all that stuff. So, once again, I'm Ashley. My Instagram is at momcents. So MOM_CENTS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my Instagram is at mama, MOMMA.grace247. Because God has grace for us moms 24/7.
I love it.
and it's authentic motherhood. But I post all sorts of things about moms and encouraging things. So check that out. I also have a YouTube channel, Authentic Motherhood, and then Facebook page as well, Authentic Motherhood. So check us out. Follow us. Please share with a friend, because we just, our heart is to encourage and to break down the lonely islands, like connect them.
Yes.
Because there's no reason to be alone.
Yes. And you can follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
As well.
Simply Honest Motherhood.
Yes. Yes. So, but we pray that you're blessed and that you have a merry, wonderful Christmas.
And happy holidays.
Yes, and remember that Jesus really is the reason.
He is. He came so you would never be alone.
Yeah, I can't listen to certain Christmas songs without
crying
my eyes out.
Did you know?
That's the one! That's literally the one! By Danny Gokey. When Danny Gokey sings it, he takes it to church.
What? Well, and then when they're like, kiss the face.
I know.
Mary, kiss the face of God. I'm just like, oh.
No, I cry like every single time.
For you. Pentatonics. So fun.
Oh, anyway. Yes. Pentatonics is a good version.
Yeah.
Too.
Lindsay Sterling has some fun stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. We love you. Have a wonderful Christmas season and a happy new year.
All right. We'll talk to you later.